Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
It's illegal in Arizona to mandate masks in schools, and yet, that's exactly what One Valley School District is doing.
Despite state law, Phoenix Union High School District will now require masks for all students and staff to start this school year. This will apply to all 30,000 students and more than 4,000 staff members.
How's this going to play out?
Well, it's a charade, first of all. I may be able to do this in the short term because there's, and I'm not a lawyer, but the way laws work in Arizona, the passage of this was part of the budget bill. The budget doesn't go into effect until sometime in late September, which means, I guess, technically, maybe the mask mandate or lack of one doesn't as well. I don't know the answer to that. The governor didn't really talk much about that mandate and when it could be enforced. But it is state law, and eventually it's going to be enforced, and this is going to be the battle of who cares more than the other one does. And in the meantime, no one's paying attention to what the science really says. This isn't about the kids, it's about politics, and I think it's shameful.
Arizona's state health director, Dr. Kara Crist, is stepping down to take a new job. Some people believe that the timing is a little fishy, with the CDC guidance on masks coinciding with the governor's refusal to allow mask mandates. But she assured us this morning that there is no rift.
I've seen that rumor, and that is absolutely not true. There is no rift between Governor Ducey and I. We feel exactly the same. It is a recommendation that the CDC made. Consider wearing a mask, but it is a choice. It will not be mandated in Arizona. And I love working for the governor and his team.
You never believed that rumor anyway, did you?
I didn't. A couple of things. First of all, if you've ever applied for a job, especially one that's as specialty as this one is that she's taken, it's not like they called her on the phone on Tuesday. She accepted the job on Wednesday and everybody decided it was going to go that way. It's a process and there's a lot of discussions, especially when she said she didn't want to leave the position she was in. So this has taken a little while to happen. It happened to be a coincidence. The other part of it is the governor on the show talked about how much he admired Dr. Crist. She came on the show this morning, and I want to say she's been great. She's been terrific to talk with. She's always been willing to come on and talk with the audience. Even when people were being very critical of her, she's taken the criticism, at least on the surface, like a real pro. And so I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss having her on the show. I'm going to miss her working in that position. I wish her well, but I know there is no rift between her and the governor. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the big news stories. What's next, Steve?
President Joe Biden wants to give people $100 to get vaccinated, which begs the question, where's my $100?
I know the pain people who get vaccinated, it might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
And I believe I should get $200. Is this a good idea?
No, it's not a good idea. It is so dumb to say this, because now what's going to happen is people are going to wait to get vaccinated. Not all, but some people are going to wait to say, okay, I'll get it now, but I'm going to wait until I get that $100. And every day that you wait, every week that you wait, with numbers going up, we know what that time is of the essence with this. So if you're someone that is going to, that is willing to get vaccinated, give them information, not money, because doing the right thing doesn't need to be paid for. They'll do it when they know it's the right thing. Give them accurate information and stop the nonsense.
One of Marvel's biggest superheroes is suing Disney, their parent company. Just a few weeks after the release of the Black Widow movie, Scarlett Johansson is suing, saying that Disney cost her a lot of money, about $50 million, by the way, by releasing the film on their streaming service, meaning that she made less at the box office.
Disney now says there's no merit to the lawsuit, and its release streaming on Disney Plus has significantly enhanced her ability to earn more money on top of the $20 million she's already been paid. Disney also calls the lawsuit sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Do you think she has a case?
No. She doesn't. Well, I shouldn't say that. Yes, she has a case. Disney doesn't have a case. Let me reverse myself. When we saw what happened with music years and years ago, there was a clear-cut way for musicians and performers to earn money on their music. It was through record sales, it was through radio plays, and there was not a way to really steal people's music unless you walked in and stole an album from a store. Now with the Napster and then the other services that came out, it's easier to get free music, which was starting to cut out the people that performed. They've had to find a way to make sure that the performers and the artists, and they truly are artists, are the ones that get paid for their work. If she's got a deal about box office sales and that's how she's making residual money, and then they release it digitally and she's not in on that, she's got a big case for this. And I think that what this is going to do is change the way movie stars do contracts with more of this digital stuff happens. It's going to be growing pains, but I think this is a wave of the future. And I think they're going to pay her to get out of this, because if they don't, it becomes a bigger and bigger story, and they don't want that either.